Well, one bright note during this bushfire crisis has been hearing how people are helping each other out. Earlier this week, The World Today spoke with Indigenous elder Bunja Smith from Batemans Bay on the south coast of New South Wales, where hundreds of homes have been lost. He mentioned that another elder had lost her home but didn't want to leave country and wanted to put a tent up across the road.
She's determined to remain there in Mogo because that's what she's familiar with. That's what she knows, and that's home. So she'd be more than likely eligible for emergency accommodation, but she doesn't want to leave the area that she's connected to.
A lot of people got in touch wanting to help, and now a donated caravan for Auntie Gloria is on its way down the coast from Queensland. Isabel Rowe reports from Maruya.
It was 3 days after the fatal New Year's Eve fires came through Mogo before Aboriginal elder Auntie Gloria could get back to her home to see what was left. It was the worst possible outcome. Nothing was salvageable.
I had to take a friend home to the bay when the raids cleared. So me and two of my other girlfriends, I just had to go up to Mogo and just have a look. Well, I didn't cry at the moment, but when I was on my own, I did, when I went back a couple of days later. And I drove right up to the house then and just had a little walk around it. Very sad. All the memories in there, all my mother's stuff, things from my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Sitting in a family member's home in nearby Maruya, she holds back tears, recounting the days after the fire.
Getting calls from out of the area as well from family who was actually seeing it all on TV. And that's why they were so scared and worried, because they didn't know how any of us were. That went on for about a couple of days. And then the communications broke down. So then we were stuck, didn't know anything. Didn't know where to go, where was safe, what to do. That was a terrible time. I hope we never have to go through it again.
Auntie Gloria wants to go home, but her house is a pile of rubble. Power lines hang precariously across her driveway, and authorities have cordoned off areas over concerns about asbestos. So Auntie Gloria told her nephew she wanted a way to stay on country, across the road at what Mogo locals call the MCG, the local cricket ground.
I was just telling him I want to go back home. I want to go to the MCG and pitch up a tent so I can watch progress. Just keep looking across at the house and try not to get upset, but just terrible. So they just spread the word, and then Brother Bunge got onto it, called me back and said, we've got a few caravans offered.
Bunja Smith runs a home care business looking out for elders.
As fortune would have it, was interviewed by the ABC, and I happen to use that as an example of some of the need in the community, and I put a call out for a caravan. I asked if anyone had a caravan for it, it'd be better than a tent. And I was contacted by a mob called Find a Bed, and they very graciously, through their network, had found a caravan for Gloria that they'd like to give to her to keep her safe.
Fran is among those who heard the call out and decided to help. Volunteer drivers are bringing the caravan down the coast in stages. Right now, it's at Fran's place, awaiting the next driver who arrives tomorrow.
Quite literally, the caravan's parked on my front lawn, and it doesn't leave here till tomorrow. So that's a nice little opportunity to just maybe put some more goodies into it and maybe hassle a few more people around Coffs Harbour to chip in as well. Noting that, you know, we've had bushfires here since September, so we all know what it's like, and people are more than willing to help out.
Bunja Smith visited Gloria this morning in Maruya with the good news and showed her photos on his phone of the caravan on its way from the Gold Coast in Queensland.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
I feel a lot better having Glaws in something she can lock and keep. Whatever possessions the people donate to her, she'll be able to keep them safe.
Bunja Smith will pick it up in Wollongong and drive the last leg to Mogo. Auntie Gloria is thrilled at the prospect of being home soon.
It's just marvellous, all the offers of help that we're getting. Maybe some more family members or even will be quite welcome to go up there and stay too, I think. You know, I'm not really concerned about what the council says. I just want to go home.
The donors of the caravan want to remain anonymous, but say their mother grew up on the South Coast and they're just happy to be able to help the community.
Isabel Rowe reporting. Lovely to have some good news.